Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, to whom all blessings flow. Welcome to this place of restoration.
Back for Restoration Place on the King James Radio Network. Corbett Thompson here, and of course the website is jamesisking.com, where you can find us. And of course on Facebook you can find the King James Radio Network. Just type in that name, King James Radio Network, and on Twitter at King James Radio 1. This is the Word of God from Pastors John and Darlene Bazemore out of North Brunswick, New Jersey. And of course, if you're in the area, if you're within driving distance or what have you, come on by and see us. 2880 U.S. Highway 1, that's on the north side of U.S. Highway 1 in North Brunswick at the Comfort Suites Hotel. We're right there on the first floor. Well, this week on the mic is First Lady Darlene Bazemore, as the title of our message this week is Time to Move Forward. You know, there comes a time in all of our lives where we get stuck in what we're trying to do, or what we think we're trying to do anyway. You know, we get stuck in that place where we just can't seem to move forward. We just can't seem to, you know, get ahead and, you know, strive to be better the next day than what we were the day before. So First Lady encourages us to do that, to move forward in whatever we're trying to do, and of course press on to God in the process. Our keynote scripture is in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 25. So First Lady will take you there a little bit later on. But right now, First Lady Darlene Bazemore, time to move forward on this edition of Restoration Place.
Restoration Christian Ministries presents First Lady and co-pastor Darlene Bazemore.
To present to you,
yes,
my very darling wife and your co-pastor, Darlene Bazemore.
Amen. Hallelujah. I will worship you. I will lift you up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For you are worthy.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you on today with every head bowed. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, oh God. And we just pray, Father God, that you would continue to have your way in this place on today. We pray, Father God, for the anointing that destroys the yoke. We pray, Father God, that you'll anoint us, oh God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, decrease flesh, oh God, decrease self, oh God. Oh God, and you fill me up all the more, oh God, with your sweet Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that you would word my mouth, oh God, mold these lips of clay, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let the things that are done, hallelujah, be done for the glory and honor of your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. We serve notice on the enemy that he has no place, no power, no rule or dominion here in this place of restoration. O God, he is a defeated foe in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, the Lord, have your way. Be in total control. In Jesus' name, let your sweet Holy Spirit sweep through this place, O God. Let the anointing saturate the room in the name of Jesus. O God, and we'll forever give your name the glory, the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you love him, give him a great hand. To be here and to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I just worship him and I magnify him because he's just been such a good, good God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has brought me through things that I never thought that I could be brought through. He is taking me places that I never thought that
thank
I would
you,
go.
Lord.
And I just thank him for that. And I praise and I magnify his name on this morning. Amen. As Pastor was speaking earlier, it's just time. It's just time for us to move forward.
It's
time for us to stop being stuck in the place where we're in right now. And it's just time to move forward. Amen. And I just think it made me think back to the word before about a due season. Well, the season is now. The time is now. Amen. It is now time for us to come forward and to do the will of our Father. Not that we weren't doing it before, but there is a certain season that we're in as a ministry, and the time is now to move forward. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the people feel stuck. They feel stuck because of the situations that they're going through. And I don't know about you, but I have felt stuck from time to time. Amen. I felt like my feet were in the mud and I couldn't move forward. Or I don't even want to say mud, because at least with mud you can still kind of slosh your foot forward a little bit. But I felt like my feet were in cement. Amen. And I couldn't move any kind of way. But now is the time, and those of you that may have been in the military before, there's a thing that they call martime marching.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's like you're marching and you're moving, but you're not going anywhere.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
you're just in a stagnant place. You're just stuck in one place. Amen. And you're not going backwards, but you're not moving forward either. Well, now is the time to move forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A lot of times people may say, you know what? I was just stuck in the house all day because I didn't have transportation. Or, you know, I was stuck in the house and I couldn't come to church today because it was raining outside, you know. And a lot of times people say that. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that you can move forward. Amen.
Yes.
You can make the conscious choice to move forward and not allow the weather to stop you. Not allow circumstances to stop you from moving forward into the things that God has designed for you to do. How you react to a situation and the choices that you make surrounding your situation will determine your outcome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You may think that you have to stay stuck, but you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay stuck based on the things that you see on a day-to-day basis, based upon your surroundings and your circumstances. You don't have to stay in that stuck type of a mentality, but you can move forward. Amen. The Word of God says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So our faith should be in operation not based on the things that we see, but based on the things that we don't see. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to change our mindset. You have to make a choice as to whether or not you're going to remain in that stuck type of mentality. But you have to push forward in spite of your circumstances. You have to push forward in spite of the situations. You have to push forward in spite of what people are saying and trying to declare and decree over your life. When you know what God has promised you, and it doesn't matter if you don't see it right now, but you can't stay there. You have to have a mindset, a spiritual mindset, that if God said it's going to happen, then it's going to happen, and it's time to move forward. We can't allow the rain to stop us from coming to service or doing the things. If we need groceries in our houses, we can't allow the rain to stop us because the weather's just not good. But we have to utilize the sources that God gives us. He gives us umbrellas.
Yes.
He gives us cars. He gives us transportation.
Yes.
So that even if it's raining, then I can go outside, I can put my umbrella up, and it's going to protect me from the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we have to use what God has given us.
Yes.
We have to utilize the resources that he has given us in order to come out of this stuck type of mentality.
Uh-huh.
You have to make a choice. It's a deliberate choice that you are not going to remain the same. You are not going to allow the lies of the enemy to infiltrate your mind any longer.
Yes.
But you are going to move forward in what God has said
Amen.
For you to do.
Amen.
We serve a God that loves us so much.
Yes.
He loves us so much. He has loved us from the foundation of this world. He loves you so much that he didn't want to see your life go without relationship with him, that he allowed himself We may think that we're disappointing God and we're doing all of these things that are not right in His eyesight, but even then, He still loves us.
Yes.
He loves us enough because He sent His Son.
Yes.
So that through Jesus Christ, we can have life and have a life everlasting.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Over and over again, God has provided a way of escape. He's provided a way for His people so many times. So many times when you look up and you say, God, I don't know how I'm going to make it. He's given you provision. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He provides for us from sources that we don't even think that we have. And God will place it on somebody else's heart to be a blessing to you in your circumstances. Circumstances, if you allow them, will get you down.
Yes.
And every time you look around at your surroundings, you'll become more and more and more down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you have to have the spiritual mindset that whatever God has promised me,
yes,
it's not based upon what I see.
Amen.
It's not based upon how I feel.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
But it's what God has promised,
yes,
that shall come to pass.
Yes.
Don't allow your mind to become captive and stuck based upon what you see, but look beyond what you see.
Yes.
Look beyond and free your mind in the Word of God. Allow God to move you to that level that He has designed for you to be. There's a renewing of your mind that takes place when you read and study the Word of God. There's a transformation that takes place in your circumstances when you allow God to minister to your spirit. When you are stuck, it is comparative to that of a vehicle that is stuck on the side of the road. Cars' main function is to transport you from one place to the other. Our main function is to be an ambassador for Christ,
yes,
and to transport the message of the gospel,
yes,
from one person to another. When a car malfunctions and it stops in the middle of the road, the transporting then stops.
Yes.
When you get stuck in our mindset, or when we get stuck in our mindset that nothing is going to change, you become disheartened and you become down and depressed. Everything stops.
Yes.
Because how can we effectively transport the message of the gospel if we are stuck ourselves?
My God.
If our mindset is stuck, how can we reach someone else?
Yes.
When the car is stuck in the middle of the road, you hear people say they need to move that car to the side of the road.
Yes.
No one can get by them.
Yes.
They need to move that car and pull it over. A lot of times when you're stuck, you're feeling like you're feeling like nothing will change, and you feel like you have moved off of the main road that you're traveling on, and that road that God has destined for you to be on, and you feel like you've drifted off of the path that He has designed for you because you're in this stuck type of a mentality. And so what happens is, just like when people get out of their car because the car is in the middle of the road, and then they get people to help them push it off to the side of the road, it's just like with you in the things that God has given you, your dreams and your visions and the promises that God has made. Now we're pulling them to the side of the road. We're just pushing them off to the side because we have gotten off of the path, or off of the path that God has designed, and our focus and our attention is on our circumstances and not on the source who can deliver you from the circumstances that you're in.
Thank you, God.
When I find myself in a stuck type of a situation, it's normally a time when I am least focused on what God has destined for me to do. It's a time when I'm not paying attention to what is important and what should be my first priority, and that is the Lord. I end up paying more attention to my circumstances and to my situation and not really relying on the source who can deliver me from what it is that I'm going through. Tamela Mann, she sings a song that's entitled God Provides. The lyrics, it says, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times.
Yes.
Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides.
Yes.
We serve a God that provides.
Yes.
Every other voice is a lie.
Yes.
So anything that is not lining up to the word of God, it is a lie.
Yes.
Amen? And we cannot continue to listen to what the enemy is whispering into our ears.
Yes.
About how things are not going to change.
Yes.
It's time to move forward.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
In order for this to happen, we must free our minds from the lie of the enemy.
Yes.
The lie that things will never change. The lie that this is all there is for us. This is it. This is all that God has for you right here, right now. The devil is a lie.
Yes.
I know that that's not what is true according to his promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a lie because God has stated in Deuteronomy 28:1 and verse 2, that if we hearken to his voice, observe, and do his commandments, he will set us on high above all nations.
Hallelujah.
Of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on us and overtake us.
Amen.
The blessings right on down from
Amen.
1 to verse 14.
Amen.
All we have to do is keep the commandments of the Lord.
Yes.
All we have to do is to serve him with our whole heart.
Amen.
He lays it out for us. It's like having directions in a box. They lay out the path for you to
yes.
follow in order for that thing to be completed.
Yeah.
But if you don't follow the directions the right way, then it's not going to work.
God
has laid the foundation for each and every
yes.
one of us
yes.
to follow.
Yes.
But if we don't follow his
yes.
commandments, it won't work.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must strive to keep his commandments, to do his will. It's not about us. It's not about how I feel. It's not about how tired I am. It's not about how I don't feel like going in and reading the word right now. I could do it later. It's not about us. And if we can just grasp
yes.
that,
yes.
that it's not
yes.
about us,
yes.
but it's about who our lives can
yes.
impact
yes.
through us,
yes.
how he's operating yes. through us as vessels to be used to his glory and honor, not for our edification,
yes.
but for the glory and honor of God.
Yes.
If we can grasp that, if we can put our minds around that, then our minds will be free. We won't be stuck.
Yes.
Because what we're doing is doing based upon what he wants us to do.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
not based upon how we feel.
That's good. That's good.
Yes. We must strive to keep his commandments. We can't afford at this day and time to get stuck. We can't keep my time marching as a ministry and in our individual lives.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to move forward. We are created for the very reason to take dominion, as Pastor said before, and to subdue the earth.
Yes, yes.
But we can't
yes.
do that if we're stuck. We have to have a change in our mindset. We have to free our minds in him. In Psalms 34:37-4, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
We have to delight ourselves
yes.
in him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then the desires will come.
Hallelujah.
The Apostle Paul, he spent a lot of his time ministering the gospel from a prison cell. It is estimated, this is a mere estimation, that 5.5 to 6 years he was in prison.
Right.
And in Acts 16:25, and I'm going to ask you to turn there with me. In Acts 16:25, it talks about how Paul and Silas were in prison and what happened. And it goes on and it reads, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And the prisoners heard them. So they were singing loudly. It wasn't a whisper. Amen. They weren't whispering, you know, oh God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. No, they were hollering it out.
Yes.
You know, they
yes.
were singing praises. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they were praying unto God. Glory to his name. And suddenly, just like we've talked about a suddenly blessing,
yes.
and
yes.
suddenly
yes.
there was a great earthquake
yes.
so that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
Hallelujah.
And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are here. We are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then it goes on with how he and his family, him and his household, went on to be saved. But this is the effect of what happens if we can just come together corporately and pray and sing praises unto the name of the Lord. Paul may have been in prison walls. He may have been in a cell. His body may have been confined, and he may not have been able to go out and to minister the gospel out in the streets and out in the land because he was locked up in jail. But his mind was free. His mind and his heart were free. And even though he may have been physically stuck in a cell, he was singing praises unto his God. He was praying unto God. And because as a result of that, suddenly there was an earthquake.
Hallelujah.
And the chains were loosed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The bands were loosed from those prisoners. So this is what we have to do. Even though we may be in a physical state where maybe we can't move forward or maybe we see our situations, we have to sing praises as unto the name of God.
Yeah.
We have to lift up prayers of conviction, lift up prayers of declaration, lift up prayers decreeing and declaring what God has said and promised for you to happen. We have to lift it up to him and give him the praise and the glory and the honor, because if he said it, he shall perform it. If he declares it and decreed it in his word, then it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of us are at our midnight hours. Some of us are just there. We're just existing, but we're not living. But rather than giving up, we have to surrender ourselves to the will of God. We have to surrender ourselves to God through prayer and through worship. I know and have expressed, you know, and experienced those different types of times in your life where you say, "Why, God? Why me, God? Why this situation, God?" You know, you may have felt hurt. You may have felt depressed. You know, you may have almost wanted to give up, but you can't give up now. You have to stay in the race, because if you stay in the race with God, you are victorious. You are more than a conqueror with him. All things are possible through Christ. We can't give up on God. He never gave up on you. So we definitely cannot give up on him. If he said it, then it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He reminds me, hallelujah, like Paul, that when I get into a situation, I don't have to be stuck because of the place and the circumstances that I face.
Yes.
Because I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. If I don't stay in the word, if I don't stay before him, if I don't lay at his feet, then I will be in a stuck type of a mentality. But when I surrender to God and when I give him my all, then I am renewed by the transforming of my mind. I can pray and I can praise, and there will be a suddenly shaken up of my circumstances. As I praise him, and as I worship him, walls of situations will be broken down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Chains will come off of the things that had me bound. These things that were binding me up and the things of where I felt that I wasn't free, because of prayer and supplication and thanksgiving being made unto God, I can be free of those circumstances. I don't have to remain captive because of my circumstance.
Right.
But I can be free by the renewing of my mind. If you would turn with me, St. Luke and the 18th chapter. And we're going to read there in a moment. But doors, let's talk about doors for a moment. Doors that the enemy has shut. If you go to him with a changed mindset, if you go to him believing that God is going to open that door for you, he shall do it.
Yes.
Doors that the enemy has shut, that is just what it is. The enemy shut that door. God did not shut that door for you.
Yeah.
That was an avenue for you to walk through.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason you didn't walk through it and the enemy shut it before you, God can still open that door.
Yeah.
One of my prayers for the ministry and individuals alike is that God would open up every door that the enemy has shut.
Yeah.
And prepare us as vessels to walk through those open doors. To notice that the door is open, to recognize that the door is open, and not just to see it open, but walk through it, amen, into what God has destined for you to do.
Yeah.
In comparison to a car, my car, when you break down, you call for roadside assistance. And you know, the roadside assistance will come, and the roadside assistance will jump your battery, or they'll fix your flat tire. Well, in this situation, when you open up your mind to be renewed by the Lord, and when you don't stay in that stuck type of a mentality, you can now function and operate the way that you are supposed to function and operate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about the situation because God is then offering you roadside assistance through the sweet Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is going to come and he's going to jumpstart your battery again.
Oh,
he's going to refresh you and renew you through the word of God. He's going to speak to you and he's going to give you the comfort that you need.
Yes.
That flat tire that you had, that feeling of feeling flat and that you weren't going anywhere is going to go away.
Yes.
Because God's going to renew you and he's going to refresh you with his roadside assistance. He's going to give you the regeneration that you need. He's going to give you the refreshing that you need. He's going to give you revelatory knowledge of things that you didn't know before. He's going to give you that rhema word that you're looking for and that you're expecting him to do. He's going to give it to you, but we cannot give up. We have to keep moving forward. Somebody might say, well, you know what? I got in debt, you know, and I have all this debt around me and I don't know what to do. Well, you may be in debt, but you don't have to stay in debt.
Amen.
You may be stuck right now, but you don't have to stay stuck.
Right.
There's a plan that is designed to help people to get out of debt. So just like with that plan that's designed for people to get out of debt, there's a plan that God has designed for you to get out of your stuck mentality.
Amen.
We may be there, but we don't have to stay there. Mother Span said one time, you know what? I may feel like I'm in the valley and I may be in the valley, but I don't have to bring my flat screen TV and my DVD and all this sort of stuff and food and refrigeration in the valley with me because I don't have to stay in the valley. I don't have to live in the valley. Hallelujah, but I can move forward. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a plan that God has for your life. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, it tells us that we have to have the mind of Christ. We have to have the mind of Christ, and we must be in agreement with the Word of God. If we're not in agreement with the Word of God, then he can't change anything in our life. But we have to be in agreement with him. We have to trust the Word of God. We have to trust what God is saying to us. Joyce Meyer stated that we have to glance at our problems and stare at Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have to glance at the things that may not be going right, but we have to keep our full focus and stare at Jesus. When we do this, we can have the mind of Christ, and we can think like he thinks. When you think like Christ thinks, then what you're thinking is going to do is going to line up with the Word of God. We are positioned to walk by faith and to do what God is leading us to do. In Philippians 4:13, it says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Nothing, and then in another verse, it says nothing is impossible with God in Luke 18:27. Further down in that same chapter, it talks about the blind man that was at the roadside when Jesus came and approached Jericho. And down in the 35th verse, I'm going to start reading there of the 18th chapter of Luke. And it says, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, wayside meaning roadside, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by, and he cried unto Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, God gave praise unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In this particular passage, it made me think. It says, you know, that this man, he was sitting at the roadside. He was blind and he was begging. And then when he heard, a lot of times, you know, if you lose one sense, the other senses become even stronger. So he heard the multitude pass by and he asked what it meant, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So he didn't just whisper what he wanted to happen.
Yes.
But he cried it out with passion, because he knew that if he could just get Jesus' attention, that he could be healed. And he asked him to have mercy upon him. You know, and it reminds me of how we sometimes become blinded because of our circumstances. We become blinded to the fact that God, who is our source and strength and refuge, in all things, it comes from him. So we have allowed what we see to blind us so much to the source of healing,
yes,
to the source of strength, to the source of comfort,
yes,
to the source of peace,
right,
because of what we're dealing with. And this man, he cried out to Jesus,
yes,
to have mercy upon him. But as we go on in the scripture, and as we read it, this man, he was on the roadside, so he had already been pushed to the side. He was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that's where our dreams and our visions,
yes,
and our promises are. They're pushed to the roadside,
right,
because I've become so blinded by what the enemy has put in front of me that I cannot see. So now I'm in a state where I'm crying out to the Lord. And then there's a person there that's saying, the people that have gone before this man are saying, listen, you stop, hush, you can't cry out to the Lord. And what people have been saying to you is stop.
Uh-huh.
Stop with all of that vision stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop with what you're telling me that God has promised.
Yeah.
I don't see any fruition of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any fruit from what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the manifestation of
God.
So just stop. Close your mouth.
Right.
I don't want to hear it anymore. But what did the man do? My reaction is to what the man did. He did not care what people said. He didn't care about the naysayers that were telling him to be quiet. He wanted to be healed. He wanted his sight. So what did he do? He cried out all the more. He didn't Because when he cried out the second time, Jesus stopped.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus stopped and listened. So we can't stop crying out to him. We can't get so complacent with our circumstances that we stop crying out for the promise that you have promised me. We have to do as the scripture that Pastor quotes in Isaiah 43 and 26. We have to put God in remembrance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When he cried out that second time, it says, and Jesus stood and then commanded him to be brought forth. Glory to God. When you cry out to God, Jesus will stop.
Yes.
And he'll command you to come forth. He'll command your presence before him. He'll command that you be in his presence and in relationship with him. And then he'll ask you, what is it that you wanted? We have to keep knocking and keep knocking at the door until those prayers are answered. We have to keep asking and asking until that prayer is answered. And Jesus said to him, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? He saw the man was blind, but he wanted to know what he wanted from him. Because maybe he didn't want his sight. He wanted to give him what he wanted. Amen? God wants to give you what you want. Maybe you don't want to walk. Maybe you want to just see. You know, maybe you couldn't walk and you couldn't see. Maybe you just wanted one and didn't want both. He wants you to be specific. We have to be specific with God. And the man said to him, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will give you what you're asking for. God will take you out of that circumstance, and he will change that whole situation around.
Yes.
But we have to trust him.
Hallelujah.
We have to believe that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. And we can't doubt him.
Yeah.
We can't keep my time marching. We used to do that in the band. They say, okay, stop. More time march. Stay right where you are. And you're just more time marching. I remember, little short, little skirt outfit, and you're just more time marching in those boots. And you're like, okay, when can we move? When can we move forward in this parade? Why we just have to more time march? We have to stop more time marching. We have to get out of that stuck mentality.
Yes, yes.
We have to believe that God's promises are sure. They are yes and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're standing to our feet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you are encouraged by God's Word and will tune in next time to this station for our Sunday service at Restoration Christian Ministries. Stay encouraged and have a blessed week.